Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Happy Friday. Happy, if you're in the Northeast, Earthquake Day. Thankfully, it doesn't appear that there were any deaths that were reported or much damage. Just scared the crap out of a lot of friends of mine. Literally, I was on the phone with a friend of mine in New York while it was happening. I guess the center of this was in New Jersey somewhere, but 4.8 magnitude earthquake striking New Jersey, New York, and other surrounding states and in the region and in the Northeast and surrounding states. And I've only felt one earthquake. Jason, I don't know if you remember, but you remember there was that one earthquake. I remember I was on Long Island at the time. It was the weirdest feeling. I mean, it felt like there was like a roll of the earth underneath you.
There was one in 2011 that I think was a 5.8.
Okay, and that was in New York, Long Island, whatever. The one I felt, I just remember being on the air, and I just remember, woo, it was like kind of like a wave. That's what I felt. Now, other people described other things today. I think the coolest video that I saw online was a dog at somebody's house, like a good 5-6 seconds before the earthquake occurred, you know, jumped up full alert and knew that this was coming. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Animals just fascinate me. I just love animals. But thankfully, nobody, it seems, have been hurt. I've not heard of anything other than, you know, small damage, nothing big at all. But the preliminary magnitude is 4.8. It is out of New Jersey. I will say this. I mean, I got to really tip my hat to the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, because he was really timely. He sent out his earthquake alert 25 minutes after the shaking stopped. Now, I know people are waiting for potential aftershocks, but anyway, he's now being ripped online, rightfully so.
Well, I didn't get mine until it felt like about 12:30.
It happened.
I think it was like 2 hours after the actual quake.
Yeah, it happened at 10:47 a.m. Anyway, he's getting ripped. I mean, he's just right on top of everything. Now, I'm sure if he was in New York, he felt the earthquake like everyone else. And, you know, that was the type of information that other elected officials got and immediately, rightfully, reacted to. Anyway, so a lot of ground to cover today on this Friday. We'll get a lot of your calls in today. 800-941-SEAN. CNN fake news is suing the Biden DOJ for audio tapes of Biden's interview with the special prosecutor. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, that might be the best thing they've done in years. Now, we do know that the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees have have been asking for those videotapes from Biden's DOJ, and they've been reluctant to hand them over. But anyway, it's good. The media should be asking for them. And maybe they have a different motive. Also, Biden has moved to block President Trump from draining the swamp. Now, this is interesting because he's trying to take an action that will impact any future administration. And maybe it's a contingency plan for when he's losing. But anyway, he's finalizing a new civil service protection, they're calling it, aimed at preventing house cleaning if a new president gets in place. And if Donald Trump wins re-election and is the president in January of 25, and that would mean tens of thousands of policymaking jobs. These are, you know, those career public service jobs. How do you ever get rid of people that are not up to the job? How do you ever shrink the bureaucracy if that's the policy? You know, anyway, it probably would impact a lot of people. And a lot of people in this country want old bureaucrats to move on because obviously they're not the best people for the job. Some of them have political agendas. We've learned that from a number of whistleblowers, but not whistleblowers that the media cares about. So we'll watch, wait, and see. There is an issue for Jill Biden, the first lady. And it came up with Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday. She has this guy named Anthony Burnell as, quote, her work husband. And he's been accused of verbal sexual harassment allegations. And Karine Jean-Pierre defended him as one of the most powerful White House officials. A Post reporter pressed her about a trio of sources saying that this guy repeatedly speculates on the size of male private parts of coworkers in a hashtag Me Too power play. I don't know who your sources are. I just, with all due respect, I can't speak to that. I guess she never heard it. But what about the people that did? And if it was a Republican or it was the Trump administration, you know that there would be a very different response. That's the world we're now living in. It's upside down. It's topsy-turvy. And one standard for Republicans and one standard for Democrats. That's the environment we're going into as we now look forward to the next 213 days. And it's going to fly. Let me warn you, it's going to fly by. I said this on January 2nd when I got back from my long vacation after my move to Florida over the holidays. And I said this. I said, just buckle up. This is going to be a roller coaster year of emotions, and it's going to fly by. We're only 213 days from what I believe is the most pivotal election in our lifetime. This is an inflection point for the country. I don't think America, I don't think the world does well if Joe Biden is reelected. I mean, the fact that most Americans don't think he's going to live and fulfill a second term if he got it. I mean, wow. Biden, by the way, repeated his lie about traveling 17,000 miles with President Xi, the Chinese premier, in his latest speech. And he has told this whopper, even the Washington Post, you know, called it, earned him a bottomless Pinocchio rating from the Washington Post. Although we need a fact checker for the fact checkers over there. But anyway, that statement was debunked back in 2021. And yet Biden just continues to reiterate it, just like he lies about how his son died, just like he lies about never talking with his son, his brother, or anybody about their foreign business deals, just like he's now blaming Donald Trump for the crime wave that he himself and radical Democrats have created with no bail laws and defund and dismantle and reimagine police departments, just like they lie about the economy. And meanwhile, 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. Just like they constantly revise downward any jobs created. And they, you know, I mean, to actually have Jerome Powell say illegal immigration is responsible for most of the job creation in the country, we're supposed to celebrate that? Because that would sound to me like companies wanting to hire people here illegally because that would be cheap labor. And that takes away job opportunities from Americans. You know, and Biden also, by the way, referred to the O'Biden administration instead of the Obama administration. Later on, we'll get to your giggling vice president. She's back. I mean, in rare form. And also, she did not know that. This is pretty funny to me that the NCAA women's basketball was not allowed to have brackets until 2022, which is utterly and completely untrue. And it is false. On the economy today, you have Ron Klain, former White House chief of staff. Even he, longtime trusted advisor of Joe Biden, is now acknowledging that, you know, I'd say he's probably in the Biden doghouse after these comments, because he had to acknowledge a simple truth that prices in the U.S. are still really high, and warning the president that he needs to make more progress in bringing costs down. Well, grocery prices alone are now up a whopping 37%, that 37% higher than they were 4 years ago. Well, okay, 37%. Americans didn't get a 37% raise, just the opposite. Because of Biden inflation and the high cost of gasoline under Donald Trump, we never had a national average for a gallon of gasoline going above, reaching even $3 a gallon on average. He never got to that point. Want to talk about success? Trump made America energy independent for the first time in 75 years. Anyone give him credit for that in the media? No. Anyone ever give him credit for a stay in Mexico policy? No. Anyone give him credit for building the wall that he built and handing off the most secure border in decades? No. You know, now look at what Joe's open borders, his invitation, has done to the country. It's an unmitigated disaster economically, and the biggest national security threat, a clear and present danger for the entire country. And now we have to worry about the next 9/11 coming, and it's not if, it's when. You look at the rest, you know, look at the price of everything. Eggs, you know, what you were paying in 2020, you're almost paying double. I don't particularly love frozen pizza, but if you like frozen pizza, even that's up, you know, a massive percentage. Butter and potato chips and cereal and milk and whatever, just the basics. What you could buy 4 years ago versus what you can buy today is 36% less. It's unreal. Okay, maybe it's not impacting the rich or those people that are doing so well with the Biden stock market, but it's a disaster. Now they're pushing. By the way, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants a high minimum wage. Out in California, they enacted a $20 minimum wage, and now fast food workers, you know, a lot of places are closing down. You have a popular West Coast pizza chain. I'd never heard of it. Did you ever hear of Mod Pizza, anybody? No? Anyway, they're closing five California locations. Why? Because of the $20 an hour minimum wage law taking effect. They can't make a profit. There's only so much you can charge for a burger and a fry and a Coke before you're going to start losing a lot of customers. And when McDonald's is charging $18 for a quarter pounder meal, and I don't eat it often, but occasionally I have a craving and I scratch the itch and I'll break down and I'll, you know, dodge away from my diet for a day because I eat mostly keto friendly, and I have one, and I paid close to $18. We now have gas prices, the highest number we've had in 6 months. Gas now, a barrel of oil approaching $90 a gallon. You know, Biden, by the way, is threatening Pennsylvania's natural gas industry. That is single-handedly saved Pennsylvania's economy. It's unbelievable. But don't worry, if you're Vladimir Putin, you get a waiver and you get to continue the Keystone XL pipeline. Oil hitting the highest level just in time for the summer driving season. Great news. But a lot of liberal Democrats want that. Why do they want it? Because that they're convinced that every American needs to have an electric vehicle, even though you have to pillage Mother Earth for the minerals to build the batteries that weigh a ton, the cars that weigh so much more that put all these tire particles in the air that pollute the air also. You power it up. Most of the power grid in the country is fossil fuel based. You know, thank goodness Ford, you know, they now have stopped their production of new electric vehicles. Well, why don't you let Tesla take that lane? They want that lane. And let the consumer decide if they want a gas-powered vehicle or if they want an electric vehicle. You know, Ford lost a whopping $4.7 billion on their electric vehicle line. Now, they did make a $7.5 billion profit, but if they didn't lose that $4.7 billion, well, guess what? That would be guaranteeing high-paying career jobs and raises for their employees. It's just simple. There's a 99-cent only store, has 371 locations, and they're closing all of them because they can't sell anything for 99 cents anymore. And they and with rising prices comes a decrease in the amount of money that people are spending in the store. So they now have to shut down. But don't worry, Biden's $500 billion jobs goodie bag is out there. There's a report today that, you know, all this new Green Deal money, the tens and tens of billions of dollars, $250 billion. Well, he's funneling it to Republican swing states, just like he's, you know, going forward with another major cut. I'm sorry, major forgiveness of student loans in the billions of dollars. Why is he doing that? Is he trying to buy his way into the White House in 2024? Certainly seems like it. 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. Speaking of a burger, fries, and a Coke, okay. You know, $20 today barely gets you that. Maybe it'll get you a quarter tank of gas, but not with gas prices going up again.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We now know what's going on. Look how hard Joe Biden, in spite of the, what, $80 billion, now the $60 billion, all this money going to Ukraine. I see Putin for who he is. He's a murdering dictator thug. But I've been very critical of Joe Biden's handling of the situation. He wants he wants your tax dollars to go directly to Ukraine. And it's because Western Europe has been relying on the United States at all times, except with the exception of when Donald Trump was president. You know, America's been paying the bulk of monies used in Ukraine in their war against Vladimir Putin and Russia. I got to give the Ukrainian people credit, props. They have fought with courage. They've been valiant in their efforts. I think they have surpassed any and all expectations of what people might have had in terms of their ability to counter Moscow, Putin, and Russia. But, you know, Russia's playing for keeps here. And I think a lot of this could have been avoided. Remember, up to the point they were staging their troops right along the Ukrainian border, and you had the administration say, oh, they're not going to invade Ukraine. I'm like, really? He was the vice president when Crimea was annexed. Maybe he had forgotten. And so with all the enthusiasm and the massive push for these billions and billions of dollars, hundreds of plus billions of dollars of money going to Ukraine, very little money's gone to Israel. Very little. And I've told you from the very beginning that my sources on the ground were telling me in Israel, and I have very good sources, that in fact, Biden, what he was saying publicly in the U.S. to the American people was very different than what he was telling the country of Israel. Israel suffered the worst terrorist attack in their history. I've said this many times. I'll say it again. You know, they're a country of under 10 million people. And if you extrapolate out the population in Israel and a similar number of people's lives were lost in the U.S., we're not even talking about those kidnapped, it would be the equivalent of losing 40,000 Americans in a single day. That's how bad this attack has been. They now are in a fight for their very survival. And while they're battling Hamas and in the south in Gaza, they're also now being hit hard in the north by Hezbollah at Lebanon. So they got a two-front war. And now the CIA is predicting within the next 36 hours or so that Iran is going to retaliate, quote, against Israel because of Israel's strike in Syria that took out some of the Iranian top generals, which was the right thing to do. You know, as at the root cause of all of this, like most of the problems in the Middle East, is Iran. And Joe Biden has allowed the Iranian mullahs to get rich. He's not enforced sanctions. And as president, he's allowed them to sell their oil on the world market. They brought in hundreds of millions of dollars. And of course, Joe lifted sanctions so Iraq could pay Iran $10 billion. That's more money in their coffers than he wanted to pay $6 billion as a ransom payment. And all he's doing is making the Iranian mullahs rich, which is funding their proxy wars and establishing them by far as the number one state sponsor of terror. Never mind the fact that Iranians are showing up at our southern border, as are Syrians, their satellite state, as are people from tens of thousands coming in from China. Why are they showing up at our southern border? Why are people from Russia showing up at our southern border? You know, tens of thousands there as well, from there. Egypt, Afghanistan, Egypt, home of the Muslim Brotherhood. Afghanistan, home of ISIS-K, and now Al-Qaeda training camps are back up and running, according to news reports. I mean, it's that bad, and it's that dumb, and it's that stupid. So, okay, you see all this support going for Ukraine. You don't see anything near the support for Israel in their war against terror. And let me remind everybody, because I remember Prime Minister Netanyahu coming on my show often and explaining to people that the real dangers of radical Islamic terrorism. He explained it in great specificity. What he said then applies to today. It's not just Israel that radical Islamists want to destroy. It's also the United States. Israel's the little Satan. America's the big Satan. And if they're successful in toppling Israel, which is what their goal is, you know, from the river to the sea, we've heard that chanted on college campuses and even in the halls of Congress, then their sights will be turned on us. We played for you this week on this very program. Generals, even the FBI director, I'm not his biggest fan, but the FBI director is saying it's never been this loud. It's never been this dangerous. The threats have never been this numerous. The chatter has never been this loud. And this then goes to what I've been arguing about Joe's open border policies, the 10 million plus unvetted Joe Biden illegal immigrants coming from our top geopolitical foes. So as Israel is engaged in their war on terror from the very beginning, you know, rather than help Israel defeat the terrorists there, and I'm not even saying give them money, but you can loan them the money. You can give them the arms that they need to win their war, like you're giving Ukraine. They're giving, you know, 30, 40, 50 times more support to Ukraine, to the point where Joe has allowed Western Europe to abdicate their role. This is their backyard. This is their continent. They should be leading the efforts to protect Ukraine, not the United States. It shouldn't have been turned into a proxy war of Russia versus the U.S. But Joe's allowed that to happen. Then putting handcuffs on Zelensky as he's fighting back against an enemy country that invaded them. Oh, you can't take the MiGs that Poland is offering you. Why not? If the purpose, if you're going to fight a war, have we not learned our lesson? That you got to fight to win the war. Or why are you wasting your time? And meanwhile, innocent Israelis, you know, now find themselves alone in this. You know, Joe saying we'd rethink support, lecturing Prime Minister Netanyahu about what he should and shouldn't do to win his war on terror. I've been to Israel many times. I have been in border cities like Sderot, where kids play in underground bunker playgrounds, because you can see Gaza with the naked eye, and it's only takes 13 seconds for a rocket fired out of Gaza into, and it makes it into Israel and explodes. That town, the last time I was there, they'd been hit with 10,000 rockets in 10 years. And that's no way to live. And now finally, after this, the worst terror attack in their history, they're trying to end this war forever and win the war. And Joe Biden's not standing up against the terrorists that started the war. Well, there's been too many civilian casualties. I don't want civilian casualties. The people in Gaza voted Hamas to be their leaders. There was a poll out that showed 70% of them would still vote for Hamas, even though their charter calls for the destruction of Israel. And I'd rather that, you know, wars not be ugly and people not die. I wish people wouldn't be involved in terror also. But this is how sick it is. Now Joe has watched support among Arab Democratic voters in Michigan and Wisconsin, and he's scared to death. So he is putting his own blind personal ambition above what would be the right thing to do and offer all the at least moral support, if nothing else, to Israel in their battle against radical Islamic terrorists. Biden's demanding immediate ceasefire. What do you mean an immediate ceasefire? Why? So Hamas can rearm and re-strategize and prepare for more attacks against Israel? No, that's not the answer. The answer is America's message should be clear and unambiguous. Go win your war. Donald Trump's not wrong when he said, and he said it to our friend Hugh Hewitt in the recent interview, he said it before, that Israel's losing the PR war. Well, yeah, the leader of the PR war in our country is Joe Biden and Tony Winken Blinken, the idiots who botched the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And Joe, of course, you know, looking at his watch as 13 dead Americans come home. And in that sense, President Trump saying, win it quickly. Like he defeated the caliphate. A lot of the world wasn't paying attention. He knocked him out. He knocked out Soleimani, and we weren't getting warnings from the CIA that an attack is imminent within the next 48 hours as a revenge attack for the consulate strike. I guarantee you that's going to happen. I hope I'm wrong. Iran is running war drills in support of Palestinian Antifada. Israel's war cabinet has been meeting over this imminent threat by Iran. And now this conflict, now, you know, there's a real possibility that it's going to become a larger regional war as a result of this. Because I don't think Israel gives a damn what Joe Biden thinks. I think their survival is in jeopardy here. What is pathetic is that Joe Biden is looking at votes in Michigan and Wisconsin to guide his decision-making. You know, do you not, you know, what? Because you give China a complete pass with their spy balloons and their hostile maneuverings against our fighter jets and international airways and against our Navy and international waterways, and you don't lift a finger? You don't do a thing and there's no consequences? Joe Biden getting lectured by Mexico that on our Venezuela and Cuba policy and our immigration policy? The president of Mexico demanding billions and tens of billions of dollars from the U.S.? Well, sorry, if Trump was president, I'm pretty sure he'd tell him to drop dead and go to hell. As a matter of fact, he kind of did when he insisted that Mexico put in place the Stay in Mexico policies. Guess what? They worked. But Joe proudly announces that, you know, proclaims that, oh, we got rid of the Trump policies. Oh, okay. Well, now we're taking in illegal immigrants from all over the world. How's that? How is that working out for our country? How many tens of billions of dollars is this costing us? What is the threat, the real, clear, present danger to our country by allowing unvetted Joe Biden illegal immigrants from our top geopolitical foes? Maybe if he cared, he would put the protection, the safety, the security of we, the American people, ahead of, quote, the rights of illegal immigrants. And now Joe's flying people in directly from other countries, and he's 90% he's putting in Florida and in Texas. Why? Because he doesn't like DeSantis and he doesn't like Greg Abbott. You know, but one Biden illegal tries to behead his wife as their daughter watches in horror. Migrant, illegal immigrant, Illinois, in the country, deported. Anyway, stabbed his wife to death, nearly decapitated her in front of one of their daughters. Great. You know, these guys that were squatting in the Bronx with the guns and drugs and everything else that they found? Let's see. Here's one of them. Taken into custody in October of 2022. March of 23, immigration judge orders his removal. October 6, 23, he was cut loose from an ICE facility in Georgia, ordered to report to a New York ICE office. Oh, okay, I'll be right there. No problem. March 27th, arrested by the NYPD in the Bronx. And finally, he's in ICE custody. I could go through the list. That's why they don't want to keep statistics on violent crimes by Joe Biden's unvetted illegal immigrants.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors.
Now HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.